For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. As we broadcast across central Minnesota, we're here in KC this week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention. Certified Agriculture Dealers CEO Patrick Driscoll joining us. Patrick, we've had a chance to visit previous years, but I don't think this amount of excitement that I hear in your voice, see on your face, I mean, there was excitement previously, but this year you've hit a new level.
We have, Joe. It's called the Ag Wagon. It has set us on a whole new path. We knew it was going to be popular, but we had no idea that agriculture was going to embrace the Ag Wagon the way it has, or that it would have the impact force in the automotive industry. It's almost like, in quote marks, legitimized us within the automotive industry, where dealers are now going, hey, you get us. You've put something out there that we understand as well. So AgWagon's been amazing for us.
So where did this idea start, and how did we get to today?
Well, I love that question. So a guy by the name of Scott Vickery. So Scott used to be, you may recall, we were a Ram-only program for many, many years. Scott used to be with Fiat Chrysler. And as that transitioned into Stellantis, He moved over to a company called Fox Factory, which is world-renowned for their off-road performance. Everybody knows about Fox and off-road performance. Scott was their vice president of performance vehicle development. And at a meeting about a year ago, Scott cornered me and he said, Driscoll, you and I spent a lot of time in the field together, and I heard you talk always about how farmers would buy a new truck, they'd take parts off and put parts on to make it more of an agriculture truck because the manufacturers just weren't hitting the right formula. He said, do you think there is an opportunity that there's a market for a ready-to-go agriculture truck? And I said, Scott, are you going where I think you're going here? And he said, yeah. And that's how this whole thing started, is through that relationship, Scott now being in charge of performance vehicle development at an off-road company. And where do our farm trucks spend most of their time? Off-road. We've now got the world's best off-road performance company looking at how do we create an ag truck. And so from there, we put together a panel of 14 farmers and ranchers that collaborated with engineers from the world's leading off-road performance company to create the perfect agriculture truck.
So are we talking horsepower, suspension, all of the above? What are some of the characteristics that make this the ideal vehicle?
So horsepower is, you know, the OEMs have done a great job of building the horsepower, that power plant, the transmission and whatnot. Where they've really struggled is they've tended to build, and I'm not being critical of the OEMs, they have to go where they feel the majority of their market is, but the trucks really have been built more as a road vehicle than an off-road vehicle. And so we focused really on, our panel focused really on off-road performance. We need a suspension, but we don't need a suspension that does what that Baja racing unit does. We need something totally different. We need lighting on this because our work doesn't stop at dark. We need 360 degrees of high-intensity LED lighting so we can see what's going on around us. We need two-way radios because the trucks that we buy, we've got to tear headliners out and put wiring in. The wires are hanging all over the place. It's a mess. Can we get something that's pre-wired and even has a programmable two-way radio so I can put my farm's frequency in that radio? So, you know, these are just some of the ideas. Heavy-duty, there's a lot of heavy-duty bumpers out there, but not one that's designed by a farmer with different points and different options on the bumper itself. So all of these things are incorporated into the Ag Wagon. I'll give you one shining example. The one thing that our panel across the board said is I've got to have a better front suspension. I'm replacing my front suspension every 10, 12 months. And so Fox engineers took their 2.5 front suspension back into R&D. This is the one that they put on all the high-performance racing units out there. It was designed to go at a high speed over a rocky surface. That creates a whole kind of jarring effect inside the vehicle that they're trying to eliminate. They broke that 2.5 down, tore the parts out of it, redesigned it, rebuilt it. So it's what I call the 2.5A for agriculture now, where it's designed to take an agricultural off-road environment. That's a slower speed. That's a dead furrow, as opposed to a small rock on top of the surf, on top of the ground, to a dead furrow where you're dropping in, or a hoof-pocked pasture or washboard rows at a slower speed with a lot more weight. And so now that's what that 2.5 suspension in the Ag Wagon does. They put a BDS trailing arm behind it, which is a custom fabricated trailing arm that looks like it should be on an Abrams tank. And they put a shock tower in there that everything's attached to. So now you have 100% confidence in this front end suspension. It's not going to need to be replaced in 10 months. It's going to be there for the long haul. And that's just one example of what they've done with this truck.
I can only imagine the farmer panel saying, here, guys and gals, here's a piece of paper. Write down what you want in a truck. Boy, I bet it was, Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah, it was fun because we actually gave our stakeholder group three questions. And these three questions are going to be what drives everything we do. Question one, what do you love about your truck? Question two, what do you hate about your truck? Question three, what would make the perfect farm or ranch truck for you? And those three questions built the Ag Wagon.
Wow. Is this vehicle already available, or is that coming?
So, okay, you're going to love this too, Joe. So we for everything we knew about agriculture going into this, we didn't know anything about how to build a truck. So when you build a prototype, you're actually building the production line that follows, right? So the first prototype we built was a Ford. So the first production unit we will put out is a Ford, and we will be producing Ford Ag Wagons beginning in December. We are almost done with the Ram prototype now, which means the Ram production line is almost ready to go. We'll be producing Rams beginning in January. And then the GM products will follow probably in Q2 of 2025. But that's been the process, and that's how you get to production on these kinds of units. All of the Ag Wagons, if people are familiar with the Black Widow trucks that Fox Factory produces, the Ag Wagons are going to be produced in the same facility right next to the Black Widow truck in Trussville, Alabama.
Awesome, awesome. Folks, some more details. I know we're just scratching the surface. Where can they go?
AgWagon.com. Ag Wagons are only going to be available through certified agriculture dealers. So you can go to AgTruckTrader.com. You can find your nearest certified ag dealer right there. You can look at all of their inventory. There's going to be three ways to access the Ag Wagon. One is if a dealer has one on their lot, you can buy it. Two, if they have a truck on the lot that you like and you want to buy and you want it to be an Ag Wagon, they can ship it to Trussville. And in 10 days, it'll be turned into an Ag Wagon and shipped back. Or you can order it from right from Fox Factory. There's a pre-order form button right at Ag Truck Trader or AgWagon.com. And then it only has to be delivered through your nearest certified ag dealer.
Wow. Outstanding. Exciting present and even more exciting future ahead of you, Patrick. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us, Joe.
You bet. Learning about the Ag Wagon here at NAFB. Certified Agriculture Dealers joining us, Patrick Driscoll, CEO, here on CASM Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.